Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm very excited to welcome to the show Dr. Martin Kulldorff, former professor of medicine at Harvard University and Mass General Brigham. He is the founding fellow for the Academy for Science and Freedom and a co-author of the great Barrington Declaration, the new editorial, Harvard Tramples the Truth When It Comes to Debating COVID Lockdowns. Veritas wasn't the university's guiding principle. Dr. Kulldorff, it's an honor to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. Excellent. So first of all, tell us what the Great Barrington Declaration is, in case anyone doesn't know.
Well, when the pandemic hit 4 years ago, people threw out the basic principles of public health. You can't just focus on one disease. So we argue that since there's a huge difference in mortality risk between the young and the old for COVID, we should have done a better job protecting older people because they're higher risk, but we should have let children go to schools. We should have not locked down, let stores be open, churches be open, cultural events go about, and let people be out and about.
And that makes sense. I mean, now years later, the results prove that that was correct. So why are you no longer a professor of medicine at Harvard?
Yeah, you're right, because Sweden was the major Western country that did not lock down, and it has the lowest excess mortality during the pandemic of all major Western countries. Now, with respect to Harvard, there was a disagreement about a very basic scientific things we had known about for 2,500 years, and that's infection-acquired immunity or natural immunity. If you have recovered from a disease, you have excellent immunity that is better than the immunity you get from a vaccine. And there were people at Harvard, including some famous professors, who were questioning the existence of that, even though we now know, of course, that there were those immunities. So I had had COVID before. There was no reason for me to take the vaccine, and they fired me.
They fired you because you would not take the vaccine, and you are a professor of medicine. You had valid reasons. You had all the evidence backing you, and they still fired you.
Yes, and not only had I had COVID, I have an immune deficiency, so that makes it extra risky for me to take a vaccine than for most people. At the same time, as I was at a higher risk from COVID than most other faculty members. So,
you know, Dr. Kulldorff, you were speaking out against lockdowns. You were one of the few people back then, and I mean now, you know, everybody's saying it, but back then in 2020, your op-ed on school closures in Sweden was published by CNN, but not the one you're thinking of. You wrote it in Spanish, and CNN Espanol ran it. They didn't run it on English CNN. So that right there tells you a lot.
Yeah, I figure since I know Spanish, I might as well use that knowledge and try to publish it in Spanish since I couldn't publish it in English.
So when you were speaking out back then, And again, this is 2020. So you're speaking out, and you know now you were prophetic. I mean, all the research is showing that you were correct. But at the time, what were people saying about you?
Well, when the Great Brexit Declaration came out, the head of the NIH, Francis Collins, he called us fringe ethnologists. And this is me writing it together with Professor Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford and Professor Sunetha Gupta from Oxford, who is the preeminent infectious disease ethnologist in the world. So he called us fringe ethnologists and then asked for a devastating takedown. What he should have done was to suggest that we have a discussion and debate, which could be passionate, but it should be polite, and then gather some people who are either in favor of focus protections, like we were and are still, and those who are favoring lockdowns and school closures. Have that discussion. That's what he should have done. Instead, he wanted to close down the debate.
But no debate. But isn't science all about debating to find the truth, and you have to test theories?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, it was until 2019. That's for sure.
Yeah, and then COVID changed.
But it hasn't been the last 4 years. And the scientific community cannot survive without having open, frank, passionate discussions between different scientists.
And I think it's important for people to know, I mean, as part of the Great Barrington Declaration, you and your colleagues, I mean, you had specific suggestions for how better to protect the elderly, for example, and why children and young adults should live normal lives. I mean, it wasn't like you were looking to kill people. You had good intentions here.
Yeah, well, the evidence from Sweden was that it was perfectly fine to keep kids in school because they were in school all of that spring of 2020, and among the 1.8 million children, there was zero COVID death and only a handful of hospitalizations. At the same time, we could have done a lot more to protect older people. For example, people in nursing homes were at the highest risk, and we could have reduced staff rotation there and not have so, because if each patient in the nursing home, if they are exposed to 10 different staff members every week, they are more likely to be infected than if there's only five. So we should have less staff rotation. We should have more testing. That's something that Scott Atlas was fighting very hard for, actually, eventually successfully, to increase the amount of testing in nursing home, even though we were wasting tests on the university campus, which was a complete waste of time and money and resources. We should also have a better system for not mixing generations as much. So, for example, when they close the university, sending students home. So instead of infecting their friends, who are also young and at minuscule risk, they will not go home and maybe infect their parents, older parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles. That was not a very smart thing to do. It was very bad for public health to do that.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I mean, absolutely. And we saw the results of that with all the deaths in the nursing homes and the veterans homes. Dr. Martin Koldorf is with me right now, member of the Barrington, co-author of the Great Barrington Declaration. His latest editorial, Harvard Tramples the Truth. When it came to debating COVID lockdowns, Veritas was not the university's guiding principle. So this was amazing. As part of your piece here at City Journal, when the Great Barrington Declaration came out, a prominent Harvard epidemiologist publicly called the declaration an extreme fringe view, equating it with exorcism to expel demons. A member of Harvard's Center for Health and Human Rights, who had argued for school closures, accused you of trolling and having idiosyncratic politics, falsely alleging that you were enticed with money from the Koch brothers, cultivated by right-wing think tanks, and you won't debate anybody. They accuse you of not wanting to debate anybody when you were actually looking to debate people, and go on from there.
Yeah, so there were two colleagues of mine at Harvard that wanted to arrange a debate, and I said, of course, yes, but they were never able to pull it through because there was nobody on the other side who were willing to do it. Also, when 98 faculty members at Stanford, they wrote an open letter attacking Scott Atlas for pseudoscience, completely nonsense without any single example that they brought up. I wrote a letter to the editor to Stanford Daily, which is the student-run newspaper at Stanford, offering to debate any of them, but none of these 98 faculty members were willing to do so.
And then, of course, vaccine mandates. I mean, the idea that you're going to mandate vaccines. And I remember at the time, you know, Senator Rand Paul, who's a doctor, he was out there saying, look, I had COVID. I shouldn't have to have a vaccine. And then we had the vaccine mandate in the United States of America, vaccine mandates all around the place. And people lost jobs. People lost their livelihoods. People lost their access to freedom. I mean, because of these mandates. And it didn't stop the transmission of COVID. There were a lot of issues with that. And there was no scientific rationale for it. But if you were against it, as you were, again, you were accused of wanting to kill people.
Yeah, so it's very unscientific and unethical. So you had, for example, nurses. They were working in 2020 to the care of COVID patients. Some of them got infected, so they were home for a few weeks, and then they get back to work and taking care of more COVID patients. But then when the vaccine comes, some hospital or university bureaucrats will decide that they need to get the vaccine, even though they already have superior immunity. And then those who didn't were fired. That's highly unscientific. And when universities do that, when the university presidents make those, put in those mandates, that's like having them questioning whether the earth is flat or round. We have known about natural immunity or infection-acquired immunity for 2,500 years, which is the same amount of time that we have known that the earth is round.
Well, listen, I appreciate you speaking out. I appreciate your courage. It's just, you know, now that we have all the research telling us that not only did COVID lockdowns not make a dent, it didn't really accomplish anything to help people avoid dying from COVID. The economic societal consequences between our children and income and everything else, I mean, have been catastrophic, and we will be feeling it for generations. And all this this research has come to light now.
Yeah. So there is the test for children. The test scores have gone down in the U.S., not in Sweden, which kept the schools open. We have bad outcomes now for cancer and cardiovascular disease and mental health, and we're going to live with this for a few decades.
Dr. Martin Kulldorff, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your courage, sir, and we hope to have you back on the show again very soon.
I hope so, and thank you for having me.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.